Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Bronco Mendenhall out at Virginia episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simply picking your favorite player over and unders. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our picks and podcasts. You can grab it in the Apple Store or Google Play Store for free today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience. Bronco Mendenhall steps down at UVA episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. Bronco Mendenhall, I think one of the better coaches in college football over the past 20 years. Stepping down in Charlottesville, shockingly. They weren't expecting it. I think his own team wasn't expecting it. It's very, this goes on par with the college football season that we've had, or off season, whatever you want to say. It's still, there's still games to be played, but this is just chaotic. He steps down after what, 6 years at Virginia, and really the guy to put Virginia back on the map. Took him to an ACC championship. You look at his track record. Year one, he walks in, they're 2-10. Year two, they're bowling. Now they lose that bowl game. They go 6-7. Year 3, 8-5. Year 4, 9-5. Play for the ACC championship. Last year, COVID season, 5-5. This year, 6-6. They were 6-2 out the gate. You got to wonder if Brendan Armstrong doesn't break a rib, how that would have, how different could their season have been. But their defense was really bad, but their offense was loaded. Mendenhall, a guy that I think is just a winner as a coach. And I was really shocked to see this. I wonder where Virginia turns. And look, at Mendenhall citing that, you know, he's just burnt out. He's burnt out. I wonder, I was looking at, you know, his history doing the prep for this episode. You know, Bronco Mendenhall played at Oregon State as a defensive back in the late 80s, was a GA D line coach there in the early 90s, as well as in the mid 90s, he became their defensive line, defensive coordinator, coach. So you go back that far. Then Mendenhall was with Rocky Long at New Mexico, and then he went to BYU. He's kind of been a West Coast guy. You look at all of his jobs, whether it's you know, him growing up in Utah, or the fact that he was at Oregon State or Northern Arizona. The only time he kind of went to the East Coast, and I don't even know if you say the East Coast, would be Louisiana Tech, it's the South. He spent a year at Louisiana Tech in 97. But aside from that, he had no time on the East Coast besides Virginia. Makes you wonder if he kind of missing home. Who knows? I can just tell you that, or it just burnt out. Their defense was terrible. He's a defensive guy. Tackling was terrible. We, you know, Patty C's a big Virginia fan. We watched a lot of Virginia football this year, and I felt like the tackling was terrible, but that offense was fire. So it makes you wonder, you know, maybe he just thought, hey, I don't know what the hell's happened to my defense. I'm burnt out. You know, let me take a year off and then get back into it. But I can tell you this, whoever's going to land him, because he's still 55 years old. Whoever will land him will be getting a good football coach. Maybe he takes that year off, you know, refuels, as he said, and then gets back to somewhere out west where he's probably, you know, that's what he's used to. Maybe it's anywhere. Who knows? But I'll say this: he's a good coach, and I think whoever will get him will end up in a better spot than they've been in. So, shocking news out of the ACC Coastal. We know now Duke and Virginia, the two jobs that are open. I know Paul Johnson's been mentioned around the Duke thing. I think that would be a great hire for Duke if they hired Paul Johnson. For Virginia, I think the first thing they should do, well, first you should consider hiring the offensive coordinator. I'm drawing a blank on his name at the moment, but I think you should consider that because their offense was top five in the nation. But I would call Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen is from that vicinity of the country. He was from Pennsylvania. It makes a lot of sense to me if you can get Dan Mullen, one of the better coaches that was probably wrongfully fired at Florida, if you can get him at Virginia. I know Anthony Poindexter, Penn State's co-defensive coordinator, legendary safety at Virginia. That one makes sense. But I think they got to get on it because, you know, this is something that, look, you saw how fast this coaching carousel thing, with the exception of what Oklahoma hasn't named a coach, but everyone's jumping on coaches. Saw Brent Fry go to Virginia Tech. So, it's going to be interesting to see what the Cavs do. And then the transfer portal. How about that? Is Brennan Armstrong even going to ever come back to Virginia? That, think about that potential loss. That's why I think if you could strike while the iron's hot, land Dan Mullen or promote, why am I drawing a blank on the offense coordinator's name? Then Brennan, you secure Brennan Armstrong, who will be a Heisman candidate, I would think, next year. It's Robert Anae is the offensive coordinator of Virginia. And this is a guy that was with the BYU with Mendenhall. And then prior to that, he was with Arizona with Rich Rodriguez. And then before that, he was with Mendenhall at BYU, and he was with Mike Leach at Texas Tech. So it doesn't surprise me that his offense is doing damn good. However, I think they need to hurry up. I think name Robert Anae or go for Dan Mullen. See if you can get Dan Mullen in there. What other coaches could they grab? Anthony Poindexter, I think, should be on that list too. He's a, you know, legendary UVA player. And a damn good defensive coordinator. I think, who else should you consider? I'm just trying to think. Those are the three names that to me jumped right out at you, you know, but I'm trying to think who else recently fired or, you know, took a year off, 2 years off, and they could get, I mean, obviously I think Bill O'Brien's name will be out there. I don't think they should hire him, but I think his name will be out there in consideration. Jamie Chadwell from Coastal Carolina. That would be I think an underrated hire too. If they got Jamie Chadwell, I think that would work out. Maybe you add that to the mix. If you could pull that off, that'd be pretty amazing there. I think you should also Jeff Lebby. I know, you know, he's the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss, but I think you should consider Jeff Lebby. I would even consider Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator at North Carolina. I think those two should be considered, but I think an A would have a step up on them. And I think they probably want an A, even though he's 62 years old. And maybe that scares them off from hiring an A. Maybe that's their main reason is he's too old, but you can still get a solid, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years out of an A, I would think. But those ones would jump right out at us. Maybe Mike Houston at East Carolina. Maybe that's someone they try to target. Trying to think any other ones that really jump out at you. Here's one. I know Ricky Ronnie's only in year one at Old Dominion, but he took them to a bowl when no one thought, I mean, everyone had them winning one game. Maybe they look at Ricky Ronnie, former Penn State offensive coordinator, head coach at Old Dominion. And I'm trying to think any other name that would, I mean, maybe you take a look at, I don't know. There's some other like offensive coordinators that I think you could take a look at, but I think those ones kind of right there make the most sense that I mentioned. We'll see what happens. I mean, you don't think they would, I think it would be kind of a lateral move if they go in for Jeff Brohm or something like that. I don't think they would do that. And I think Brohm's contract is too big too. So, it'll be interesting to see what the Wahoos and Duke does and the transfer portal. Cause if you look, I mean, college football's transfer portal right now has been, pretty insane from the likes of, you know, Dylan Gabriel, who's currently, I think, looking at Ole Miss right now. He's on a trip to Ole Miss where Jeff Lebby, his former offensive coordinator, is. It has been, I think, over 300 players in the first 3 days. But I mean, Adrian Martinez, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, a lot of great quarterback play. So I wouldn't be surprised. Jack Plummer from Purdue. I wouldn't be surprised if you find Brendan Armstrong in that mix. That's why you got to strike while the iron's hot. If I was Virginia, I mean, I guess you don't want to base your whole future on one player, but I do think they have a very good quarterback, one of the best in college football. If you can secure him there and keep him there, I would try to. So it's going to be interesting to see. So keep an eye out on the Wahoos and then Bronco Mendenhall. I don't know who's on the hot seat. Marcus Arroyo at UNLV, right? Maybe he goes to Vegas after next year. Who else is on the hot seat? Maybe, I don't know. I could see a team up there in like, I don't know, like Boise State or something. I don't know. I think Arroyo probably gets more than 2 years, but my point is someone, maybe another coach gets poached, maybe Nevada. I don't know, but either way, I think Mendenhall, damn good coach. I think he should be a Power Five coach. I think the guy's a damn good coach and a winner. We'll see what happens with the Wahoos. We'll see what happens to Bronco Mendenhall. Enjoy that year off or whatever, couple years off, whatever you end up doing. We got you covered though. Whatever happens on the College Football Experience, subscribe, tell a friend. We talk college football year round here. Our other feed, the College Basketball Experience, we talk college basketball year round there. So subscribe to both. We got you covered. Tell a friend. Yes. All right, folks, this is the Bronco Mendenhall edition. Make sure you get that SGPN app in the App Store and Google Play Store. You'll get access to all of our picks, podcasts, guest appearances, all that good stuff, articles. That's free. It's free to download. Why wouldn't you? I'm on Twitter at DColbyD. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN, and the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, as well. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience. Bronco Mendenhall out at Virginia episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we have it.